KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. $900.00, that's the amount for this year's annual permanent fund dividend. Expect a deposit on October 3rd if you chose to receive a check. That check will be mailed out of Juneau on that date. Acting Revenue Commissioner Angela Rodell said a total of $484 million will be directly deposited into Alaskans' bank accounts this year. If you've received a PFD every year since the beginning of the program, you've received a total of $32,143.41. This year marks the 32nd year dividends have been paid to Alaskans. The dividends are distributed annually to people who have lived in Alaska for at least one calendar year. The amount is based on a five-year rolling average of the $47 billion Alaska Permanent Fund's investment earnings. This year's average includes 2009, a recession year when the fund posted a $2.5 billion net loss in income. Again, the 2013 PFD amount was announced yesterday from Anchorage. $900 will be distributed on October 3rd. Statistics released by the State Department of Law show that employment in Alaska's oil and gas industry continued to grow prior to the tax cut approved by the legislature this last spring. As AlaskaDispatch.com reports, after the passage of the Alaska's Clear and Equitable Share in 2007 by then-Governor Sarah Palin, well-paying jobs in the oil and gas industry climbed from 11,600 to 14,500 at the end of June. The numbers are at odds with what Governor Sean Parnell and other proponents of the recent tax cut depicted as a shrinking labor force, due in part to the high cost imposed on oil-extracting companies like BP and ExxonMobil. The Department of Labor statistics suggest that the number of jobs in the oil and gas industry has more to do with the price per barrel of crude oil than barrels produced. While well production peaked in 1988 above 2 million barrels a year, employment numbers continued in an overall upward trend, peaking in 2012, the last full year of accounting. Jobs in the oil and gas industry last year paid on average $127,148, far above the state average of about $50,000 a year. Whereas profits earned by oil companies can be spent out of state or abroad, wages for the lucrative jobs in the industry tend to stay in state and disperse across different regions. One dramatic example is the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, from which just 8% of the working residents were employed in the North Slope during 2011, but brought back $223 million in wages to that region. Supporters of the so-called tax giveaway contend that large capital infusions have flowed into the state since the repeal of the 2007 measure. However, the positive employment figures are bolstering supporters of a recent effort to bring the tax cut to a referendum vote in August. If passed, the referendum would restore the tax structure established before the repeal, directing money from oil producers into the state budget. Pacific walrus are gathering on the northwest coast of Alaska, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has begun procedures to keep airplanes out of the area. The agency says it's also urging nearby residents to avoid actions that could cause stampedes. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that 2,000 to 4,000 walrus are on a beach near Point Lay. Female walrus and their young rest on the edge of the sea ice each summer. The edge moves north as ice melts. With climate warming, sea ice in recent years has melted far beyond the shallow Chukchi Sea waters where walrus can dive for clams. Instead of riding the ice, they gather on shore. Upward of 20,000 animals were counted in 2011. The Sea Alaska Heritage Institute received an approximated $455,000 in a federal grant to restore the Tlingit language throughout southeast Alaska. Rosita Worrell, Sea Alaska Heritage Institute president, says around 200 Tlingit speakers remain, with the majority of speakers being in their mid to late 70s.
Within 25 years or so, unless we are able to be successful in our restoration, then our language will become extinct, but we're not going to allow that to happen.
The program will establish Tlingit education in three communities that already contain both language teachers and individuals with the knowledge of speaking the language. The program aims to increase individuals' fluency by 300%. Worrell says benefits of language restoration are multifold. Language education improves the academic success of native students. It heals emotional damage caused by language suppression and generational divide. And native languages contain information that can be useful today.
Native languages contain knowledge and a worldview that's been developed over thousands of years. And this knowledge can contribute to dealing with some of the problems or understanding some of the problems that we have today.
But Worrell says language restoration reestablishes more than just language. It also restores identity.
Native languages just represents who we are. We get letters, phone calls from across the country, and there's that feeling of loss and wondering who they are. A native language gives them something tangible to say, this is who I am.
Tlingit became labeled endangered in the 1960s after a history of suppression from schools and from native languages being regarded as inferior or paganistic. Factors today threatening Tlingit include lack of funding for school programs, English-dominated media, and resistance from some parents and grandparents who believe native languages hinder educational advancement. Worrell says the opposite is true.
We do have languages that have been restored. We know it improves the academic achievement of Native students. I mean, we just have studies that demonstrate that.
The program is part of Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's ongoing language restoration efforts that began 15 years ago. Today, Tlingit programs exist in 10 communities, including Juneau, where 500 students are learning the language. This expansion raises Worrell's hopes for the Tlingit future.
It is my hope that you are going to hear the voices of our ancestors on the playground, in public settings. You know, I want to be able to hear it. I want children to have that ability to learn the language. Some people have said, and this is anthropologists who have said, that when languages become extinct, so does the culture. We're not going to let that happen here.
Sea Alaska Heritage Institute is a regional Native nonprofit that seeks to perpetuate and enhance Tlingit, Haida, and Tsimshian cultures. The price of gold in New York up $8.30 an ounce to $1,374.60. An ounce of silver up 28 cents to $23.34. It's unofficially 35 degrees at the KNOM studios, exactly 10 minutes after 9 o'clock.